Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Priscilla. How can I help you today?
How you doing, Priscilla? My name's Edwin Sutton, and I'm building the Mercedes 300 SL kit.
Okay, sir. How can I help you?
My customer number is 577-869-4001.
Okay, just one second. Just one second, sir. The system closed. I'll have to open again.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the waiting, sir.
It's okay.
Okay, sir, thank you for waiting. Can you just repeat for me the customer number?
Okay, customer number is 577-869-4001.
Thank you. Can you just confirm for me what is the address?
1367 Locust Avenue, Fairmont, West Virginia, apartment 7.
Thank you so much, sir. So how can I help you?
Yeah, I just received a package this morning on some parts that were missing out of my 300 SL kit.
I'm so sorry, sir. Let me see. The package that you received was for the issue number 3 to number 6?
Yes.
Okay, and what is missing?
Okay, apparently somebody's not getting the communications correctly because I keep getting duplicate part kits. Okay, back in January, I complained that there was a part missing number 3 and number 6 out of the 5 and number 6 kit when I first started this. Those parts have not come yet, which is the tool kit and the steering wheel dash kit. Those are the two pieces that I need.
Okay. The tool kit. What is the other? Do you have the number of this other item that you are missing?
Yeah. If you look on the back of the catalog, it says coming soon. It says part of one.
Just one second.
If you look on your Mercedes kit catalog, it says number 1 on the front of it with the doors open.
So it is part of the issue number 1 because just to explain, the system it shows, it doesn't show the names, just the numbers. So that's
okay.
Why I'm trying to understand what is exactly the number, the one that is missing.
It says number 2, coming soon. It'd be part number 1. That's
okay.
That's what it's explaining. It would be the steering wheel.
Okay, just one second. I'm trying to see if I found the magazine in here so I can look, sir. Just one second.
That's fine. Okay. because I was sent the bumper, but they sent me another engine block, which is part four.
Okay. So you are missing the toolkit and the issue number one.
Yes, which is a red and black toolkit.
Okay. I'm putting here to request the reshipment. Okay, anything else that is missing?
The steering wheel dash kit, which is number one. I need that shipped out immediately.
Okay, thank you for waiting, sir. So I request the reshipment of these items. Once it is shipped again, they're going to send you an email with the confirmation.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I ordered those reshipments back in January.
It's showing here that it was requested reshipment, but it was not for those parts. Let me see. It was for the part number 6 and number 5.
Or actually 4, 5, and 6. Because I have that back in April.
Yeah, it's the one that is showing that it was delivered today, at least in the tracking for me, showing that it was for the part number 5 and 6.
Right, and that's what came today. What came today was the bumper and an engine block.
Okay, so now I request the reshipment of the number 1 and the toolkit.
Yes. That's okay. Why I'm calling. I'm telling you that what came today was the bumper, which is a number 4. I mean, the number 4 is an engine block. And a number 3, which is the bumper.
Okay, and we request a reshipment for the 6 and 5. Did you receive the 6 and 5?
No.
The 5 and 6?
No.
It's showing... Okay.
Those have not come yet. The only two items that came in the box was the engine block. And the bumper, number 3.
Yeah, because this package that I'm seeing here, that is showing that it was delivered today, May 7, in the system it showed that it was supposed to be the number 6 and the number 5.
Well, I'm telling you, I just opened it up, and what I have in my hand is a number 4 engine block and a number 3 bumper.
Okay. I'll have to request a reshipment for this one, too. Just 1 second.
That's why I'm calling. I just opened the package right here. I got it. It was left on my doorstep. That's why I just called.
Okay, I'm putting here the information, sir. I'm sorry for...
Yeah, I'm waiting very patiently to put this kit together. Because I'm actually building 2 kits. I'm painting 1 red and leaving 1 silver.
Okay.
So you can imagine how hard that is, trying to do 2 kits at the same time and trying to get 2 complete kits at the same time.
Of course, sir.
Yeah, because that's what started it by accident. I started as 1 kit. And they delivered duplicate parts because they started 1 kit, and then there was a sale, and then they said, said duplicate kits of one part in one box. So I said, well, what am I going to do when they restarted a new order? I said, well, now I got duplicate parts of a hood and fender and a grill of one kit. What am I going to do? You know, I got half a car here. I said, well, I might as well continue to build another car when I already got another kit started. I'm halfway into it. I'm not going to ship it back. It's going to cost me more to ship the car back to you and get a credit. I might as well just continue to build this car. I'm halfway into the kit, so just keep building it.
I understand, sir. I'm sorry for the situation that there was a mistake.
No, it's no big deal. I might as well just keep building it. I planned on building another kit, so I might as well just continue building it. I'll just paint it, which was my plan anyway.
Okay. I put the information, the account, and already request the reshipping of the items that were incorrect and the ones that you are missing.
Yeah, just get those out to me immediately, please. I'm being very patient trying to get this kit built so I could have something to put on my shelf. I just want it finished.
Of course, sir. I understand. It is already request.
As you can see on my account, I'm building the Mustang and I'm building the DB5.
I know, sir. Yeah, I believe that it was because the warehouse was moving location, so that's why it happened this confusion with the issues being corrected. But like I say, I put the information so they can check and send the correct items to you.
Yep. Just send them out right today if possible.
Yeah, it's not how it works, unfortunately, sir, because the shipments are sent every Tuesday and Friday. So we'll make the request today. So they're probably going to be sent to be processed to the warehouse on the next Tuesday to be shipped next week.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, anything else, sir, that I can help you today?
Nope, just make sure whoever ships it this time, make sure they put the toolkit and the toolkit and the steering wheel in it this time.
I put the information in the account, sir.
Now, just out of curiosity, the kits that are coming, they don't have those other parts in there. Can you check that to make sure?
What do you mean, the other parts?
Well, I have two orders that are coming in on shipping. Are those parts, are in those parts, or in those shipping?
No, it will be separate if it is the question. Every time we request a reshipment, it is separate from the package that you receive for the subscription.
Okay. All right. Now, you can tell I'm getting two more shipments this week. Am I correct?
Your frequency here in the account, it is every 5 weeks.
Okay. What I'm saying is I'm getting two more shipments, right? Are those shipments coming from you this week? Because I already saw the billing cycle. Now, the two kits that are other coming besides the one that came today, is that for the Mustang or the DB5?
It is not the Mustang. Let me see here. Just 1 second.
I'm still here.
Yeah, it is for the DB5. It's showing here a shipment that left the warehouse on the 4th, that it was Tuesday, and it is in the way to the USPS. It is for the James Bond.
Okay, so, and then there should be one more shipping, right? There should be another package, so there's three. I got billed for three this month.
Let me open the other account. Yes, and for the Mercedes, yes, sir, you're correct.
Okay, so I'll get three different packages this month. I'll get, all right, so good.
Yes, sir.
Then.
Okay, anything else?
All right. Nope, I'm all set.
Okay, sir. So thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.